there's confusion.
Last night.
Good way to put it.
I'm not going to preach. There's confusion. It was hard on some folks. You have people from 9 states represented. People from, I'd assume, 20 different churches. You've lost people, saved people, indifferent people, possibly reprobates. The Spirit did not work in the children of disobedience. It's working. The Spirit of Antichrist is working. The Spirit of man is working. The Spirit of error is working. The Spirit of God is trying to work through all of that to prick people in the hearts.
Amen.
You say, how do you know there was confusion? I've had at least 4 reports from people who either told me personally or told someone who shared with me that they're confused.
Sir.
They didn't know what was going on. It was confusing. God is not the author of confusion. He didn't author it. He wants to settle it. But he didn't start it.
Yes, sir.
If you are confused or are confused, there is but one solution. The Word of God. Above all else, your reasoning, your thinking, the Word of God will settle that confusion. One person said to me, well, it's just not clear. I simply chided and said, try to find a way that it's clear. Do you know what brings clarity? Repentance.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Yea, what clearing of yourselves. What does that mean? I dumped out all the trash, all the false doctrine, all the error, all the self-will, all the opinions. I cleared myself. Some of you may have cleared some things out of your life last night. Yea, what indignation. What a fool. How goofy-headed I am. How silly of me. He said, before that all, yea, what carefulness. Proceeding carefully. What fear. Pastors talked several times this week as Ruth laid at Boaz's feet. The manner of woman she was, the manner of man he was, but she laid there with fear, not knowing whether or not he would cast his mantle over her. But she laid at his feet. And he cast his mantle over her. There was fear. She didn't come in boldly, cocky, smacking gum, chomping on candy. She came with fear. What vehement desire. Heated, hot, burning. What a desire. When the Apostle Paul goes through 7 things in 2 Corinthians, he says that in all these things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter.
Amen.
I tell your pastor of Youth Week, of October meeting, sometimes you got to get through the fluff to get to where God is. It's not an insult. Shouldn't hurt anybody's feelings. Sometimes you got to get to the fluff to get where God is. There's a lot of things we just need to do during youth week. The fighter jet goes to battle. He fights a battle. Nowadays, it's from 42 miles away. In Vietnam, Korea, those aces would fight, dogfight combat. They'd prepare for years for one battle. They didn't just take off and start fighting. No, they had a plan. They had a direction. Didn't they do that to get through all the fluff to get to where the battle was? And if something wasn't working right, you know what they did? They stayed on the ground. They never went in the air. Should we stay on the ground? Do we want to fight? Preachers, should we stay on the ground tonight? Do you want to fight? You throw the towel? You want to fight for these young people?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you how concerned we were tonight. Little Zach tried to hold prayer meeting, and I mean, nobody cared. Yes. Can I get a witness from people that didn't care? But Zach tried to hold it. My wife came to me first thing. She said, nobody could even hear Brother Zach. They didn't even pay him enough respect. Brother Zach, stand up. Sir, it's God's man. You listen, it's God's man. It's God's man. How many of you disrespected him? Don't raise your hand. How many of you disrespected him? Didn't pay a lick of attention tonight? I said, that's God's man.
Amen, brother.
Zach, thank you. The choir's going to come. We're going to sing a song. You saints of God, you pray for the God we rebuke. God will turn aside the forces of hell that are against us. The choir, you come.